Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Tehran, Iran. Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, has called on Muslims to remove the United States from the Islamic world. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The leader of Iran's Supreme Council, made up of all Islamic religious high-ranking clerics, has called for the Muslim world to remove the United States from the Islamic world, actually meaning the removal of all American forces in the Middle East region. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, the leader of Iran's Supreme Council, told a gathering of Shiite and Sunni scholars in Tehran, therefore an international conference on Islam, that the main problem in the Muslim world was the presence of U.S. forces, and he urged Muslims worldwide to preserve the people's movement in Egypt, saying that it was the duty of both the people and dignitaries of Arab nations and the entire Islamic community. Ali Khamenei said that the enemies who say that the Middle East revolution is un-Islamic must be confronted. These popular movements, he said, are Islamic and must be consolidated. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
The call by Iran's supreme leader for the Muslim world to rid the Middle East of U.S. forces and consolidate this Islamic movement is a page out of Bible prophecy for the last days. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, has called for all Muslims, both Shiite and Sunni, to consolidate their efforts to change the landscape of the Middle East by removing all Arab and Islamic leaders who have a relationship with the United States or Israel. Ali Khamenei says that the street demonstrations in the Arab world are motivated by the Islamic faith of the protesters. The supreme leader of Iran calls on the Muslim world to remove U.S. forces from any Muslim or Islamic nation, and to do so right now. This political scenario being played out in the Middle East is in reality setting the stage for the prophetic scenario that is found in Bible prophecy for the end of times. The ancient Jewish prophets all spoke of these events, and the nations in the Middle East that are now experiencing this phenomenon as the main players for the last days. Daniel, in Daniel 11, mentioned Egypt as one of the two nations that will make the first attempt to destroy the Jewish state of Israel. That's Daniel 11, verses 42 to 43. Ezekiel, in Ezekiel 38:5, mentioned Persia, that would be modern-day Iran, as one of the leaders of the alignment of nations to attack Israel. Joel, in chapter 2 of his prophecy, called for a mighty militia from the Muslim world to go to Jerusalem and remove the Jewish state from the Middle East. Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, is calling for what Bible prophecy says will indeed happen. Bible prophecy that will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, so let's keep looking up until...